right here on.
I don't know if we provide some football.
Right here on Main Street.
I don't think it does.
Do we want football signs or not? I'm just curious. I mean, that's something to consider.
You can certainly do it. It opens it up to, as soon as you open it up beyond the one category, you're opening it up to, you don't know what.
Yeah.
So it depends. You can try it, and you can always move back off it if you don't like it.
Typically, that's a seasonal. That's not something that's going to hang around for a long time. And I agree that, you know, we're really going to get into the weeds on this.
They already have.
But it's nice
to
at least
and so
consider it, because it will come up.
And we don't tend to, I mean.
We have a definition for it right here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, sub-flag in the definition section, any fabric, banner, or bunting containing distinctive colors, patterns, or symbols used as a symbol of a government, political subdivision, or other entity. So it's kind of specific to political entities is really what it comes down to. But
as a practical matter, we probably would not enforce against it unless we received complaints.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So, and I've never received a complaint about that.
Yeah, no, I don't complain against it. I'm just wondering if that falls into
so
one of
as
these.
As a practical matter,
I like
so
cheese.
In drafting the language, we like, it's easier for us drafting it to have natural cutoffs
mm-hmm.
like that, say,
mm-hmm.
right? Because otherwise we open it to the unknown. And sometimes we say, yeah, it might not become an issue because no one's going to complain about it. But somebody might complain about it. And if there are things you do want to protect, they should be written in.
Well, I'm just wondering if other businesses that have to take their thing down might point and say, well, then how come they get this one?
Yeah, they might.
So, anyway.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that they couldn't probably hang it inside the business. It just, well, I don't know.
Is the next step in the process public hearing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, tonight. Yeah, we'll have a
Let's
quick
do this.
One.
Let's roll.
Let's have the public hearing.
I think we should move to the public hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're
going to go into the weeds, and we're going to be here another couple hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You're right.
So we'll open this up for public hearing, and there's no one on Zoom from the public.
8:05 open.
Yeah, Michael. Nobody's on Zoom.
Nobody's on Zoom.
Okay. So seeing no one is here to participate in the public hearing, we'll close the public hearing. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I am comfortable with making a recommendation that we recommend the changes to the sign ordinance as presented tonight with the possible findings that staff has recommended, understanding that this is not a be-all, end-all of every little thing, and that we will have an opportunity at some point in the future to reconsider things as they come up. I would like to add the caveat that the enforcement date be no sooner than January 1st, 2025, allowing the staff to make proper notifications.
So is that January 1st date something that you're comfortable with, or do you want it as soon as possible?
I mean, from staff's perspective, I would think we'd want to do sooner, but we're okay with that. That would work.
I'm just thinking about all the time. I mean, we're going into Swiss days, all the holidays and everything, allowing the business owners time to make other arrangements if they're going to have to remove their...
Right.
So they're grandfathered.
Ask, oh, I'm sorry. I would
not
ask
the
that
not
it,
the A-frames.
No. Right.
I would go. Ask that it be enacted immediately, but enforcement be delayed until January 1st.
Yeah.
But I'd love
the
provisions to go into effect immediately.
I like that idea.
Yeah, the enforcement.
Yeah.
It would be
enforcement.
Nice for new signs to meet.
Yeah, exactly.
I like
yes.
that.
Yes, it's
yes.
just the enforcement piece.
Yeah, that's part that I was thinking of is the new businesses coming in, having them meet the new code, but enforcement, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so we have a motion to recommend approval with the findings that were presented with a provision that enforcement is not necessary until January 1st, 2025. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Okay, let's take a roll call vote. You want to start us off?
Aye.
Yay.
Aye.
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 Okay. The ayes have it.
Thank you.
This
you
is
all.
Terrific.
It really helps us to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
We and you bring up different things every time we go through it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
thank you very much for helping us.
Yeah, it's all been worth it.
For no other reason than this.
What you've got going there is so well done.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Adjourn.
Second.
Andy.
I did.
We all seconded it.
Aye.
Second.
Yes.
Katie, thank you.
Thank you. This is terrific.
Katie, thank you for getting us dinner.
Yes.
Where's Melanie?
Oh, poor thing.
I made cookies. Please take some.